News Radio KMAN's In Focus continues this Wednesday morning. Tomorrow night, Friday evening, and all day Saturday, the Juneteenth celebration taking place in Manhattan. Tomorrow night, an evening with Phil Dixon, one of the co-founders of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum in Kansas City, as he will be talking about the museum and black baseball, some of the best baseball that was not seen, if you will, in many ways, of course, because of the segregation that kept blacks from being able to be a part of Major League Baseball. Then on Friday night, again, Arts in the Park, the activity at the Larry Norvell Band Shelter. You will hear that evening from JaVale Roan, as well as Julian Vaughn, as he will be performing as the secondary act that evening, and JaVale opening for him at 7:30. That again at the band shelter in City Park. And then again Saturday, a full slate of activities going on Saturday. One of the great aspects of this weekend is the fact that the Douglas Activity Center has just gone online in the Douglas District. And that is a centerpiece for some of the activities this week. And Sonia and whoever else wants to talk about this, really a nice centerpiece for that district going forward.
Yes, it is. And we're really excited about it. The reasoning, well, we are down there this year is kind of twofold. COVID had something had to do with it, and the fact that the mural at Manhattan Parks and Recreation, when they decided to do the mural and they wanted the unveiling to take place at Juneteenth, well, in saying that, then the committee was thought, my goodness gracious, you know, we won't be able to do things as large as we want, but we will be present. And this would be a good place to come back to this summer, because Douglas area, that area was at one time was where Juneteenth took place. We were only back here for those two reasons, because since 2011, the Juneteenth celebration has grown immensely, and we just haven't had the space down in the Douglas-Yuma area to be able to accommodate all those fine folks that come out and want to enjoy and celebrate. So the art piece was really what has brought us back down to the Douglas area. Longs Park, that was one of the first places that Juneteenth was held at one time too. And then of course we have the renaming of the Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. So 2021 is pretty historical for that area, and it's only fitting that we're there this year.
With the 5K taking place again on Saturday morning, also the Zumba in the park taking place that morning, an emphasis early on some fitness activities surrounding Juneteenth. And that's a little bit of an addition, I understand.
Well, this is our second year for this. And of course, we got started a little late as far as, you know, being able to get the information out. Again, COVID had a lot to do with what we could do, what we couldn't do, and all of a sudden what we can do. So fitness is important to everyone, but we are doing it early in the morning just so we can get out there and get a little exercise in and get our body going to get ready for the walk and the rest of the day. We do want everyone to come out, have a good time, and dance, sing, play, and warming up. The 5K and the Zumba, that'll be our warm-up for the day.
And again, the walk to take place, the Unity Walk, will take place after that. We've got much more to talk about here with the Juneteenth Committee, as we've got a full line here on In Focus this morning talking about this weekend's Juneteenth events. We'll step aside, talk some history of Juneteenth and local history of Juneteenth when we continue in a moment. This is In Focus on News Radio KMAN.